Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
A new Greens housing policy, teal backlash and a rising protest death toll in Bangladesh. Good morning, this is Louie, and at 10 a.m, these are your Zedlines. In local news, the Greens will today announce a plan to establish a public property developer for Queensland, with a goal to build 100,000 well-designed homes over the next 6 years, available at below market prices. In a statement, Greens MP for South Brisbane, Amy McMahon, said that the housing supply had been caused by private developers leading the build of new housing. She claims that establishing a public developer would ensure profits are put back in the pockets of renters and first home buyers in the form of lower house prices and rents. The Australian Greens announced a similar public property developer policy in March. At the time, the Urban Development Institute of Australia criticised the policy, claiming that putting more government into housing supply was not a good idea, and that the policy would result in, quote, a, quote, housing lottery. With an estimated 210 trips a day, the Logan Motorway is one of the busiest roads in Queensland and consistently plagued by congestion. In an announcement today, the Miles government has promised to upgrade 10 kilometres of the motorway in a bid to slash travel times by up to 20 minutes in peak periods by 2031. The upgrade, which will include a new lane in each direction, enhancements to on and off ramps, and installation of the latest smart motorway technology, will be planned by the Queensland government and Transurban. The government has promised the upgrade would not result in any additional tolls. In a statement, the Minister for Transport and Main Roads, Bart Mellish, claimed the upgrade would improve freight productivity and create around 850 local jobs during construction. In national news, prominent Teal Independent MP for Wentworth, Allegra Splendor, has pushed back against criticism from Federal Opposition MP Peter Dutton, who yesterday claimed that they were, quote, not disaffected Liberal candidates, they're Greens candidates, and that they haven't achieved anything since entering Parliament in 2022. Spender says that while she works with the Greens on many issues, specifically environmental issues, she has completely different views on them when it comes to issues like the economy. This comes as Climate 200, which bankrolled the Teal Independent wave at the last election, announced a further 9 coalition seats it hopes to turn independent at the next election. They are expected to announce more seats as they plan to support soon. The fallout from last Friday's CrowdStrike global IT outage could cost Australian businesses more than $1 billion and last for weeks, according to the Australian Industry Group. The outage grounded planes, closed supermarkets and disrupted workdays with a blue screen of death, and was caused by a faulty software outage by CrowdStrike. The president of CrowdStrike apologised today for the outage, stating that, quote, we got this very wrong. The news comes as AusCert, a computer emergency response team based at the University of Queensland, released a critical warning regarding the outage, claiming that the crisis was being exploited by criminals posing as CrowdStrike support to scam users. In international news, the death toll of student protests in Bangladesh has risen to 138 as student protests against the quota system for government jobs. Student demonstrations were sparked earlier this month after a court ruling that 30% of government jobs should be reserved for relatives of, quote, freedom fighters, veterans of Bangladesh's 1971 war for independence against Pakistan. Protests recently paused after a government crackdown introduced a curfew and a complete internet shutdown. Earlier this week, a successful appeal against the verdict forced the court to overturn the decision, with the court now recommending that the government base 93% of its hiring on merit. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zz.org.au/news.